This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. Say hello to my little apprentice. Hoo-ah.
Everything in that picture is just a separate layer that was just dragged into place, and then I flattened it, saved it as a JPEG, and now it's finished. Just like that.
Job done.
Yeah, nice and easy. Always nice.
Let's shame Paul on Twitter.
What are we going to shame him about?
Not being here.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to go for, like, hair or something.
No.
Get the shots in while I still can.
Yeah.
Increasingly less often with year on year. It's like Jen's heckling me from the background.
Heckles.
Yeah. No, I've had my fair share. And I've also had my unfair share, to be fair. I was lucky when I was stand-up. I didn't really get much in the way of heckling. It was always good-natured. Never really got any slamming. Even when we went to hostile venues. And I'm talking, like, you know, people are shouting, like, fuck off. Shut up. Even those venues, I didn't get heckled as bad as the other. Well, I didn't even get heckled. They just left me to it. I think they'd left by that point, maybe. That's probably the only reason.
They'd left.
Yeah,
exactly. You were just playing to an empty room.
Yeah, they'd already fucked off. I'll take it. It's just a practice I get paid for, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're in a band and you get a gig where nobody comes, you're getting paid, like, even if you're getting paid a fiver, it's still basically you're being paid to practice.
I had this great, hang on, what was that?
I don't know.
I think it's just Paul popping up online.
Oh, okay.
I had this great story on This American Life recently. This American Life or... Is that Paul, you on?
Yeah, give me 1 minute. Hang on. Sorry.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah, it's about this this guy or this... Yeah, it's a guy and he runs like this group of... I don't know what you'd call them, really. Performance artists, satirists, okay. I'm not sure. And they just kind of travel around places in New York.
Yeah.
Putting on these, it's like pranks, like pranking people.
Oh, it's like a comedy troupe.
Yeah, they're like it's like a flash mob sort of comedy troupe. Yeah. And one guy, they went into this mob of like 30 of them, trickled into this bar where this guy was playing pool.
Right.
And, they just went up to him, started calling him by a different name,
right,
and saying, "Oh, happy birthday, happy birthday." In the end, he went along with it, and they bought him all. They bought him birthday presents, gift cards, and made it the best night of his life because that was their mission. The mission statement of this flash mob was to give someone they've never met the best night of his life.
Oh, okay, nice.
And he really wasn't happy about it afterwards.
Oh, okay.
He felt really guilty that he went along with it and that they'd co-opted him into a lie. Mm. But one of the things that they did that really I thought was really awesome was there was this new band that had only been together for like a month or so, and they booked a gig in this pub, and the flash mob turned up, and part of their mission statement was to give this band the best gig of their life. So they downloaded all their songs, downloaded their artwork and their T-shirts done, had temporary tattoos done of their artwork, they turned up and they sung along to all of their songs and gave this band the best gig they've had. That's or would awesome. Ever have.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But the arse fell out of it afterwards when they realised it was all a setup because it snuck out on Facebook.
Yeah.
And this band realised that they weren't
as big as they thought.
Yeah,
which for bands is a massive blow to the old ego there.
Yeah, yeah,
mm.
It was really
a lot of the bands I know, even local ones, are fucking prima donnas.
Yeah, they had trouble with it a little bit.
I've been out of the scene for many years, but that was always my interpretation, was there were a few that were just content to be even not even big fish in small ponds, just bigger. They were happy enough to just be one of the more well-known bands locally.
Yeah,
it still only attract a crowd of 30, but they're walking around like Johnny Big Bollocks.
Oh, that Johnny Big Bollocks.
I'll tell you what, yeah, well, his gait is a very odd one.
He's the guy with the wheelbarrow, isn't he?
That's who, yeah.
Officer Big Balls or whatever.
No Steve tonight, Paul.
What was Madonna before she was Madonna?
I think she's just Madonna.
Well, that's her real name, isn't it?
She wasn't pre-Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well done.
No, but actually, you know, nowadays.
Quality
word.
I'm speaking about 11, knowing you too.
Speaking of which, I didn't look that up.
What's going to happen, Paul, is I'm just going to send out revised show notes.
Osmoted and revised and absorbed.
I've added a couple of bits.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't imagine they're that.
No, not dramatically. But you will get a look at Stacey's, because these ones aren't redacted like the ones I spent out.
You didn't finish that sentence. I will look at Stacey's what?
Stacey's notes from Stacey's and Ed's voicemails. So I'm going to send them to Rob.
Okay. That means I'll get them later tonight sometime.
Hopefully you'll get them straight
away. Your
email. Well, what I can always do, Paul, is if for any reason it's not sending for you, I'll just paste my copy into the show chat.
Okay.
Oh, pardon me.
I can put them in the show. No. I can put them in the show chat, okay?
No.
Emails are good, okay? You should receive emails.
This should go. No Stephen tonight, Paul. Did you see the email?
Yeah, he's got Apple products, isn't he?
Yeah. I offered him a laptop this week.
Oh, really? So desperate are you to have the naked one?
Yeah, well...
You could have driven around there in 4 minutes, mate.
What, taking the stuff down?
Rob, have you got any idea how far apart Mark and Steve live?
Not very, I know.
You could spit.
To be fair, mate, saying that, I'm not that far from Mark and Steve. I live in Rochester town.
So you could take the laptop around to Steve as well, you miserable
kid. I could, but I'm already in my pyjamas.
Oh, all right. And very nice they are too.
Rather, I'm already in my pyjamas. No, believe it or not, a Doom t-shirt does not make my pyjamas. I'm not a 13-year-old boy.
Nothing wrong with being a 13-year-old boy, mate, when it comes to pyjama time. I still wear my Judge Dredd with pride.
I don't know what my t-shirt is for bed. It's from my trip to Singapore. I can't wear it out because some of the lettering's faded.
No emails, chaps.
Yeah, it's on its way now. No. It's only just sent.
Got it. Woo-hoo.
You got it before I did this time. Bloody hell.
It's the same.
No, it's not. There's
nothing revised.
Subtle revisions, but what we'll probably end up doing, Paul, is not have any news on this week's episode.
All right, we didn't really get around to it last week, did we?
No, we'll just do the...
It's Connor's Corner.
Yeah, we'll do the Twitter. We'll wrap up on the Twitter thing the tonight. Again. we just try and keep this one lean tonight. We're just... I did sort of warn people that it might just be a listener interaction show only. And
I think people will like that, to be honest.
Paul, you said you had a surprise tonight.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, I'll tell you when it's appropriate.
All right.
Ooh. Okay.
See you guys again.
Right, should we kick it off? I'm going to turn the video off this week, Rob, because I found it distracting last week.
Okay, mate, that's fine. Let me just give me 2 seconds. I'm just in the middle of something.
Masturbating.
Huh?
Just in the middle of masturbating.
Both hands are here.
I'm not looking, just in case.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Paul, can you see the show chat from where you are, Paul?
Show chat, yes. I always turn it on.
So that's that picture, the last thing sent, is what my Twitter's going to be for the 3 weeks of the rap battles going on.
No, I haven't got any chat.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Oh, God. Hang on. No, hang on. Whoa, yeah, I just got it now. Cool. Pixel man.
Deal with it.
Mr. Mixelplick.
Yeah, basically, this is going to be my picture for the 3 weeks the rap battle's going on.
What rap battle?
You not heard about this?
No.
I wrote raps.
Did you?
To battle Tumbling Sabre.
I just did that many moons ago.
Never done it before. It's a lot of fun.
It's like It's like poetry.
Mm.
But mean.
To a beat. It's like beat poetry, but not for sissies.
Beat poetry. I could
do the beatboxing for you.
Yeah, well, it's, James was very kind to send me a beat to work with. Oh, speaking of which, Mark, I might need to send you something to append to the show notes, just like a credit for the person who wrote the actual beat. Right, okay. Otherwise, it might get you in trouble. Well, and we don't want that.
No, we don't.
I'll figure out, I'll phrase it some nice way and just send it over to you, and it'll just be like, you know, the beat used is this, which is available from this website, courtesy of blah, blah, blah. If we ever make any money, he's welcome to it.
Yeah, we'll leave that last bit off. That was very broad and very vague.
Well, so yeah, I mean, if we ever make any money off the specific rap, mm-hmm. How's that?
Yeah.
If we ever put it on YouTube, we probably maybe won't be able to monetize it, I guess. I don't really know.
Oh, that happened to the After Dark Side this week.
Oh, did it? What
yeah,
for?
Yeah, got challenged for
really?
The throne room, yeah.
Oh, of course.
But I'm not sure why, because it's never happened.
They're funny previously. About they've got algorithms.
This is what the man said when his donkey died, mate. That's never happened before.
Yeah. I'm gonna end this recording on that little pearl of wisdom.
Sorry, just, your laughter made me laugh.
Let's just tickle me. Right.
Oh, the way I was hoping.
It's a bit late to be going for a walk in.
I know, right? But my legs aren't gonna go to sleep otherwise.
Let's just rename that main show.
So here's, I just read.
Are you going to change the text on the poll, or you can't do that now?
No, that's fine.
We said love spoiled. You should say prefer, maybe, or.
No, that's fine.
Fine.
It's fine. Yeah. I think we explained it well enough that anybody who listens and looks will be able to.
Yeah, most
get better forgotten by now.
Most of the votes hit after people have heard the podcast.
Yes, this is true.
You get a little, get a few.
Yeah.
Before,
here's a terrifying statistic. While we've been recording, they've been playing the Champions League. Group stages, yeah. And
Europa tonight, wouldn't it?
It's Group League. Sorry, I got confused because it's Europa League group stage.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what got me confused. Sorry, yes, you're right. Europa League. So Dundalk have won their first game 1-0.
Spoilers.
By the time it goes out, it won't be.
They're spoilers for us, though, in real life.
It's, sorry. Yeah.
Care, good job, I don't care.
Yeah, Mark, if you're recording the Dundalk versus MB Tel Aviv, then yeah, you've got spoilers. Suck it up. But they beat MB Tel Aviv to become the first Irish team to ever win a European group stage game. They will get in prize money 1.6 million euros. So 1.3, I think, for the actual game, and then 300,000 for winning. In order to get that fee from the Irish League, they would have to win the title every year until 2031. It just goes to show what a massive money spinner European football is compared to domestic. Just mental how much money is involved in the TV licensing and stuff, and TV rights and stuff like that. Mental. Yeah. Crazy. There we go. That's better. That was a proper walking. Took it for a bit more of a brisk walking. rather than the batteries running out walking, Teddy Ruxpin.
You should vlog whilst you're Christopher walking the dog.
Oh my
god. Which is
I don't
my
have a dog. Not brought your dog.
My sick well I lost her, so
if I track it down. If I find the bloody thing.
I've got to talk about this vlogging thing because...
Yeah, do it.
It's we are recording, by the way.
No.
Paul, did you see him? You didn't see any of them, did you yet?
What?
The two vlogs that I've been doing on YouTube.
No.
It's they're only a couple of minutes long each, and they are just things that I recorded to share the news of the... hang on, I'm trying to do two things at once. I'm sharing the news of the Blog Talk Radio move.
Okay.
And I decided that the best place to do it would be on a vlog, which, considering I don't like to be in front of cameras and I don't like to talk unless I'm talking to you guys, was a big step for me. But it all came out of one very simple discovery that I made last week, which has become an almost unhealthy obsession with, with a guy named Casey Neistat.
Okay.
Have you heard of Casey Neistat?
Haven't, no.
Rectify that immediately and go and subscribe. Join the 4 million people that subscribe to his YouTube channel.
Casey.
And the Sunshine Band.
Neistat. Oh, yeah, he's like the top search result.
Amazing.
You look angry.
I look angry.
He looks really familiar. He looks like a. He looks like an actor I recognise. Not a, like a really famous one.
He is a. He's he a director. Really he looks like Alex Winter a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's what. That's you nailed it.
A little bit like Alex Winter. Now, one of his videos last week. This is less about me vlogging and more about Casey because, like I say, I've got this huge thing for him at the moment. Yeah, that I really need to think these things through before I say that. No, no. I was, as I'm wont to do, cruising on YouTube looking for scary things to watch, and one of the results that popped up was a $20,000 upgrade on a flight that he was talking about.
Right,
he'd been given this free upgrade on a flight from Dubai to New York.
Oh,
it's already had something like 20 million views. This thing, it's only a couple of weeks old.
Yes, I heard about this. Yes,
so I watched that video, and then on Friday, I was out with some friends for dinner and I was telling them about it. And then I said to Lisa, well, when we get home, I'll have to play this thing for you. And I said to her, and I would advise everybody to bear this in mind, I said, when you watch this, just ignore him. Because he is clearly a tool and he will wind you up. Now, I couldn't have been more wrong.
Okay.
The second time I watched the video with Lisa, I actually realized that this guy is incredibly, he's so polite, he's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
He's so charming, and I've just watched hundreds of his videos since
then. Is that what put you off initially, having worked with us for so long?
Yeah.
You're just like, I thought, something's not right, this guy's polite.
Yeah, he's not. Naked for a start.
Alarm bells, yeah.
And he's not doing any impressions. No. But watching him do his thing, I just thought, well, that's it. It's quite simple what you do. You're just yourself on camera. If you're going to vlog, you're just yourself on camera. And hopefully you've got something interesting to say. Unfortunately, with the Blog Talk Radio stuff, I had something that was somewhere near interesting. And like you said, Rob, losing the dog whilst making a video is obviously quite entertaining. But yeah, that's why. But now, Casey Neistat, go and check out that YouTube channel because there's some fascinating stuff on there. Fascinating stuff. The drone video he put up this week would just blow the top of your head right off. It's so impressive. 4K video shot on a drone over New York.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's just...
That's amazing.
If you're a photography nerd like me or a tech geek like me, there's so much there. This guy whizzes around New York City on an electric skateboard.
Okay.
Called a boosted board.
All right.
He controls it with a remote control in one hand whilst he's holding his camera and talking in it with the other. This guy's going to get himself killed one day.
Yeah, maybe.
But you need to watch it, though. It's absolutely staggering stuff.
Yeah.
But that's where the vlogs came from. So I've started vlogging. Okay, I've done two. And when I've got something else to say, I'll do another one.
No, it's good. It's actually kind of made me think I should do something like that. Because I've done, obviously I do YouTube series where I'm front facing, but then there's nothing. What's the way of putting it? There's very little personal about it. There's very little of the insight into me personally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're always
it's always a project based thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm always the project runner. I'm the project runner. I'm not the product that I'm advertising. In a way, I kind of am, but I'm not going into it with those intentions. I'm going into it to talk about whatever I'm opening up or whatever I'm playing or whatever, you know, like a Let's Play is the same thing. You know, you to me, the ones who are most successful are the ones who put the product in the right, they have the right balance of when they're the product and when what they're doing is the product.
Yeah.
When they have that balance right, to me, that makes the most engaging. I can't deal with the ones who get, 20 20 or 200 followers or something and start walking around like they're hot shit.
Yeah, but
that always bugged me a bit. I can understand trying to project a bit of bluster onto yourself to make yourself appear more cocky and make it seem like, oh, you know, I have to follow this person because they're really...
I think the key is don't start believing your own press. That's got... If I've been watching this Casey's videos all week, and there's another guy who I won't name, but he's mm-hmm. one of the most prominent YouTubers out there who started a channel built around a very specific theme.
Yeah.
And I think I'm getting a nasty feeling that he may start to believe his own hype now.
Right.
And he's become this almost caricature of himself, where this Casey Neistat seems to me to still be the genuine article. He's built this cult of personality around himself, and that is the mm-hmm. channel, but it's never about, look how great I am. It's always about, look how... I mean, the thing is, central to most of his videos, New York is a character in all mm-hmm. of his videos.
Yeah. Look,
he loves his city, and that's what mm-hmm. he's showing. That's what he's photographing. It's not him. Some of it's him talking to camera, but it's always about something else.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's like Great Britain's top light entertainer and video program host, Jeremy Beadle. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He always said about, if you're not in the UK, it's a bit like America's Funniest Home Videos, right?
Yeah.
You've Been Framed, the show is called. He said, as the host of this show, you can't be funnier than the clips. That's why Jeremy Beadle was never funny on that show, because you can't be funnier than the thing you're cutting away to. And that is, I think, if you're going to start vlogging, that might be a good rule of thumb. The subject matter needs to be more entertaining than you are. And you mm-hmm. can be entertaining.
Yeah.
But that balance needs to be there. Me being entertaining, that's not going to be a thing to worry about. But hopefully some of the things
that's
that...
That's the spirit.
I'm not that large a character.
Yeah.
I might be able to put over some interesting stuff, but it'll be about mm-hmm. the stuff that we do. It's not going to be about me, unless it's more videos of me losing Poppy.
Yeah.
Or I did one the other day, but I'm probably not going to do anything with it, but I've been taking this camera around with me all the time. And it was just me and Poppy going down the petrol station to fill the car up, because one of her favourite things is to be in the car. So it was just taking the dog out in the car to get petrol.
Yeah.
That won't go near the YouTube channel, but I've got that because that's funny. Yeah. To me, that's funny, watching her like settle into the car for a little trip just down the road. And to her, mm-hmm. it's like taking a kid to a zoo, just taking the dog to the petrol station.
Yeah.
Would you ever vlog, Paul?
I have confidence issues with the camera, generally, bizarrely enough. I mean, I make a living standing up in front of anything between 10 and 200-300 people are talking, but because I've got a definite script and a product and so I don't know, maybe I could then after a while, because that's the same sort of thing. But I don't know, you put the camera, it's like we were doing a few little bits of Movie Geeks News, and I was with when Bex did a shoot one day with who was the other girl, Mark? God, that's horrible. It was Bex and who was the other girl?
Oh, Ashley. You talk about Ashley. Movie Geeks film news for the... Sorry, I was thinking of the podcast. Ashley on the
YouTube version. Video show. And just like Bex was like, why don't you sit with her? Or why don't you sit with me and we'll do this too? I was like, I don't think I can. Seriously, it was weird. I was really prepared to prep scripts and tell them what to do and give them the facts and so on. When it came to the camera rolling, I'm jumping out of the way like a jackal.
They're still on YouTube, those videos.
Really?
The channel's still up, probably, isn't it?
The channel's still up there, yeah. I've kept the channel up. It's one of the channels that Talk Star Wars is subscribed to.
Yeah.
In fact, I think there might be the one where Bex was dressed in a green dinosaur costume against a green screen where she lost.
She's a bit mad.
Yeah. Amazing.
She's as mad as a box of frogs.
She was, without the frogs.
She's just mad as a box.
Mm-hmm. an empty box of frogs. Yeah.
Oh, mad as an empty box. All right, fair enough. Yeah, it's tough, you know, to put yourself in that position where you're thinking that you put yourself, where you put, like I say, you put yourself in the position where you're like, right, I'm going to broadcast my face and my whatever to the entire world.
Mm.
It's a very odd feeling. You have to, it's an obstacle you have to mentally kind of traverse in order to do it. I mean, you know, fuck, in a week's time, there'll be in this episode, in fact, there will be an attempt by me to write and perform a rap. It's unreal to me when you think about it. When I think about it like that, it's fucking outrageous.
Spoiler alert, Rob. You've already done it and you nailed it. So,
well, yeah, I know I've done it.
Spoilers for your life.
I mean, obviously, nailing it is not something I can speak to. It's obviously up to the fine Commonwealth listeners to decide whether or not they think so. And I will say this, Mark. If you think those are good, I actually think the next couple are better.
Cool.
And I'll send those over to you. So I'll do it in a minute. I'll post them in the chat while we're chatting away. But it's, you know, it's weird how much you can jump in terms of your, you know, at first I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, I've podcasted for a few years now. I mean, I started in 2013.
With you must be exhausted.
I know, right? Yeah. I should publish one day.
With no food or drink.
I started doing that in 2013. We did a one-off attempt in like 2010 or 2011, which didn't really go as well as I was hoping. We were doing a remote setup, but I couldn't find a reliable Skype recorder. So I ended up having to just play it through the speakers and record the speakers, and it was horrible.
Right.
So obviously when I moved back from Brighton, because that's where I was at the time, I decided I was going to be doing a in-the-room one as much as possible. Obviously the technology has come a long way since then, so Skype call recording is a lot better than it used to be.
Fortunately, because that's what we rely on.
Oh, too right, yeah. But, you know, I had some limited experience, but I did have to make peace with the fact that, you know, I've now got to put my viewpoints out there, and I've got to put my voice out there, and, you know, there's information about me in those things, and obviously people could, if people felt so inclined, they could identify me from certain things. I really don't feel like I've ever said anything that's so bad that people would want to track me down. And obviously I stand by everything I say anyway, so that's fine. But you do kind of, you have to get over these hang-ups. And also, Mark, you've probably experienced this as an editor, and Paul, you might have, I don't know, your history, so you may have some experience with this too. Once you come to the conclusion that you have to be responsible for, as the content kind of provider, as the person who's responsible for the edit and the publication and stuff, you have to be responsible for what's in there as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course,
so obviously,
yeah.
You know, if, I don't know, we haven't, obviously, you know, it's an example, Mark, from Talk Star Wars, from the After Dark Side, when that time me and Steve chatted about Trump.
Yes.
If we'd gone really kind of vitriolic in one way or another, but, you know, either really anti-Trump or really pro-Hillary, or really anti-Hillary, we would have probably put you in a bit of an awkward position. But the fact is, we talked about it respectfully. We kind of, neither of us were actually having a massive go at each other. And we were just discussing things. And so that's, you know, we kind of made your life a bit easier there, but we...
Don't get me started on Trump.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, that's fine. You know.
Paul, you've got to duck out, haven't you?
Yeah, I got a crack of dawn call. I got to wake up the cockerel to wake me up. So
blimey, okay.
I'm going to love you and leave you, and I will listen to this very, very soon. Okay.
All right, mate.
Okay, mate. Right. Take care, guys. Cheers.
Take care, see you next week. Thanks. I've had a really rough week.
Really
rough week this week. I've been so tired and I've not felt great.
I haven't felt great. I think it's doing the rounds.
Yeah. Lisa was feeling a little bit under the weather at the weekend as well.
Yeah. I'm proper run down this week, it feels like. Yeah. I mean, I've been sleeping, you know, I've not been sleeping amazing because I don't sleep amazing, but I've been sleeping about as well as I always do. But for some reason this week I've been feeling it. Well, I haven't really been doing much.
I don't think I've gotten to bed before 1
Ooh,
more than once in the past week.
Yeah, that sucks.
One night, like last night, I didn't get in till about half. I didn't actually get home until gone half one.
Yeah.
And I was already slaughtered, absolutely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was back out at 10 past eight this morning.
Yeah.
So it's just not, it's not really conducive to a healthy lifestyle. So some of the stuff you're putting in your rap is actually quite, well, people haven't heard it yet, have they?
No, this is true.
Yeah, but it's pretty accurate. But one of the things I did at the weekend was I was at a fit. I have to be very careful. Let's take this from the top. One of the reasons I'm not explicit about what I do for a living.
Yeah.
On the show, is because I have to be very careful to keep my opinions on the podcast separate from my professional obligations and the company that I work for. So
yes, likewise.
My opinions are all mine, and never should anything I say be construed as the position of my company, because that's not the case.
Sure.
But I went to a film event on Saturday.
Okay.
And I won't go into specifics because
that's fine.
I don't want to slander anyone. I'm not going to be mean-spirited about anybody.
Fine.
But the event was a little bit of a little bit, how can you say a little bit of a disappointment without actually saying a little bit of a disappointment? Would it be to wrap it up in a little faux pas like that? I think that might be the way to go.
It did quite live up to your expectations.
I mean, if you had moderate expectations,
yeah,
it didn't quite live up to that. So I was at this thing on Saturday, and it was really quite poor, to say the least. But that's not really the reason I wanted to talk about it. It was what happened afterwards, which was my journey home from London.
Right.
About 1:45 in the morning, Sunday, like 1:45 Sunday morning.
Yeah, I know that train.
on the road.
Oh, on the road,
On the road, driving home from through East London.
Right.
I got stuck in the most horrendous traffic at 1:45 in the morning.
What?
Because there's a flyover on the A13 that was shut.
Oh, okay.
Which meant three lanes of traffic were trying to squeeze down into one that went under the flyover and around a little roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there's a huge tailback. I jump in it. It's about an hour long, sat there. And one of the things that made me chuckle was I was eking along trying to find a space to edge in, you know, get in and not do that thing where you jump in too early and then everybody overtakes you and you end up letting more cars in.
So I've been there.
So I got side by side with this little red BMW, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way the guy that drives this car will listen to this podcast, so he's never going to get offended by this.
Fine.
What a bellend. This guy's car was low to the floor. It looked like something that was considered for a Fast and Furious movie and then was told no because it's too ridiculous. It was so low, this thing. It had a roll cage in it, and it had the front wheels were cambered, you know, so they were it looked like it was broken, this thing.
It sounds like an RC car.
It looked like an RC car.
Yeah.
But R standing for rat bag, which is what this guy was, because he was not gonna let me in, this guy.
No.
So he kept blocking me out. And in the end, the guy behind him let me in. Mm. So I was right behind this idiot in this red BMW. Mm. And on the back of this car, it had a sticker that said, people say you are what you eat. I don't remember eating legend. Effing legend, something like that.
I remember that. I know that bumper sticker well.
So I looked at this guy and I thought, you're such a muppet. Why didn't you could have just let me in and then I wouldn't have to wish evil things on you.
Yeah.
And whilst step I was looking
Lego,
at him,
you bastard.
Whilst I was looking at him thinking, you git for not letting me in. I hope your car blows up.
Yeah.
His car blew up.
No fucking way.
Seriously. And we were down to one lane.
This sounds like I was behind him. Your Batman villain origin story.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. It was just the last thing I needed to have happen.
Yeah.
Was this Muppet in front of me. Just all of a sudden, his car just overheated. All the lights went off, and this huge plume of steam just came out from under the car, under the bonnet, up in the air. So he hopped out of his car, moved all the cones in one of the closed lanes to let everyone around. So I quickly nipped past him and took off.
You shouldn't have just shouted out, "Oh, it looks like that fucking Muppet's repeating on you."
Yeah. I thought to myself, perhaps I need to be a little bit more responsible with my dark powers, because wishing that thing and having it happen immediately, there's definitely a correlation there.
You're one of the meaner X-Men, Mark. Automaton, they call you.
It was good. It was nice to see immediate, like instant karma.
Yeah, yeah. It's not often you see that, is it?
Blow up.
Yeah, I never really see anything like that, to be honest. You know, people tend to, you know, when I see people, I don't tend to see people get comeuppance a lot. That's what I mean, basically. Yeah. And it, you know, I can understand how it might be annoying. If somebody's kind of sitting there like, why doesn't anything bad happen to this person? And I know there are some people who are like, oh, nothing bad ever happened to that person. They just don't know.
I felt sorry for the people behind him in the traffic afterwards, though, because...
Yeah, you can only imagine, can't
where
you?
He was sitting in that one open lane, broken down, with no sign of life to that car whatsoever. And when I looked in the rearview mirror, he was laying on the ground looking under his car, which was really low. I mean, we're talking... I don't know if he could have negotiated a speed bump, right? It was that low.
Oh, that, okay.
The thing behind him that let me in was an articulated lorry.
Yeah.
So that's not going to get around him anytime soon. No. So as I'm driving
him by the sounds of it.
As I'm driving off into the night, I'm thinking that hour long wait I've just had in traffic is going to turn into 2 hours for these poor people. So I feel quite bad for them, but there you go. It is what it is. Don't cross a Jedi.
Well, quite, yeah. You know. I've heard I think there's words coming, or either they've been, or where is it going? What's it called? The raps? Is it going at the beginning or at the end? The end, I guess.
At the end, yeah. Let's back out of this podcast now, and you set it up if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
all right,
mate. Yeah, you set it up, and then we'll land off to it, and then it will be the end. Yeah, let's just sign off now. So
yeah, I was going to say, do your social media outros. And,
So Paul can be found at @MovieScoreNews. Steve, who's never on this show, can be found at @Stephen_Ware, @RollingJeremy. Keep an eye on that stuff. Started seeing some video from Jeremy, the unboxing from the Blue Harvest stuff. So check out @RollingJeremy. I'm @TalkStarWars.
I'm @RobWadeVision.
Okay, and what are people about to hear, Rob?
So, what you're about to hear is my response to James's suggestion of we should have a go at this rap battle thing. So, keep in mind, go into it with an open mind. I was a complete and utter novice to this. To this process and everything, and I like to think that I've done myself a decent amount of service. It's like, you know, I talk a lot about things I do, projects I do. This is probably one of the most opening, most challenging in its opening stages, but actually probably one of the more fun ones to do once I got going. So hopefully people have as much fun listening back to this as I did going through the motions of actually. I mean, I will say the first one was a fucking nightmare to record. just because, you know, we talked about how once I get, I'm like Juggernaut, once I get going, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I couldn't get going at all. Every time I'd get through a couple of lines and I'd go, oh, this is going all right. And then I'd suddenly flub the next line, or I'd go in and it almost sounded like I was doing it on purpose to fuck with myself sometimes. Like when I listen back to the take, I'm just like, it sounds like I did that to mess with me. Why would I... What's wrong with me? Like that, I'm just so the first one is a bit of a, you know, it's a hodgepodge of good takes and all that stuff. The second and third ones, I kind of settle into it a bit more. It's also one, it's worth pointing out, the first one is a lot faster than the other two, because we slowed down for the response, for the back and forth bits. It's more of a slow paced beat. The beat is called Street Kings. It's by a company that makes beats called Syko, SYKO. There'll be attribution in, I guess, in the show notes. I can send you something that you can pop in.
Yeah, no problem.
So that we're, because what I don't want to do is, you know, mess them around, because they've done an excellent beat, which I think, you know, obviously I like to think I've done them justice, but obviously I can't be the judge of that. It's up to the fine Commonwealth listeners to make their minds up.
Well, you're a brave man.
Well,
going up against James, brave man.
Well, yeah, well, you know, if you're gonna. You're better off if you're going to go into a fight. You should go up to Tyson and tell him he talks funny, and people are going to remember you.
Yeah.
Even if you, it's because, oh, it's that guy who died.
Okay, here we go then. So this is rap one, and the rest will follow in
subsequent episodes.
Subsequent episodes. Okay, enjoy.
James, you asked. And I'm answering.
Here I am for the grand debut of my rhymes, so bear with me while I plow for these uncertain times. My name's Rob, but you probably know that for sure. You may have heard me on a podcast, I have got four. My rhymes are meaty yet smooth like a carbonara. Haters step in my way and I say sayonara. But this probably isn't quite what you had in mind. I like the tumbling saber guy, so I'll be kind. So what purpose serves this rap that I bring to you? Well, I thought I'd talk about the TSW crew. They're a lovely group of chaps who I'm proud to know, but sadly for you, it's only me who flows. TSW is a tight-knit crew. Every week we record two shows for you and the others in the Commonwealth. We're sworn brothers, but that's enough stalling. Let's talk about the others. First up is Mark, he's the leader of the pack, and he's so strong up in the force that you'd think all around was back. He goes full tilt, not good for his health, but working hard behind the scenes for the Commonwealth. Then we got Naked Steve, a resident hippie. You think he cares about the earth? You damn Skippy. Check his YouTube channel, it's a knockout. But like a lazy farmer, he's always with the cock out. Let's not forget Jeremy and his collection. He's got card back figures, instant erection. That's cool, he's also hench. He's the biggest collector I know in every sense. Last up is Paul, and he's new to the crew. He's got a mad knowledge of movie news. He even has a site where he talks all about scores. It's a damn good read if you've not read it before. Well, that wraps it up for this introduction. I think deserves a sufficient induction. And James, if you're listening, I hope that you rattle. But a spirit of fun, what's a you to a battle?